At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Somebody, Earl Averill on Twitter. Earl Averill passed, the real one passed away years ago, but there's somebody on Twitter who goes by the moniker of Earl Averill, who brought up a very good point about DeJuan Jones and the body transformation, the willingness to switch over to left tackle, which last year he was not confident in making the switch over to left tackle. And it was a very good point about just being willing to go and play that position and giving himself hopefully a really bright future in the NFL. Because as much as I love DeJuan Jones, and you can tell I get bubbly over him because he's such a nice young man, we're at a bit of a crossroads right now. He had to switch over to left tackle. He's definitely dropped some weight. His body looks better. But also, and I hate commenting on bodies, but you got to give credit where credit's due. He looks fantastic. The other part of it is that sneakily, he is in year three. And if he goes out and he has a healthy, good season, I think there should be conversations before going into year four about exactly what do you pay DeJuan Jones to keep him around for a long time. And I don't know if that's Andrew Berry or anybody else. I don't know if that matters, whoever the general manager is. I think you look at a guy who's 6'8", and if he can move that quickly and move that well. I'm not trying to put carts before horses. We'll start to learn a lot more next week when they go to Carolina and you're up against other guys. You're not in such a controlled – it's a controlled practice, but you're not in such a controlled environment. We'll start to learn a lot more about that. But for him, it is a pivotal year because you can get paid after this season if you're DeJuan Jones.
I think it's just whether or not he gets injured. Like if he – stays healthy.
Do you think he's good no matter what, if as long as he's healthy?
I think he's good enough.
Okay.
Right? Like I'd like to see more. Unfortunately, you know, he's had the end of the seasons have been marred by these injuries, and I think the weight has obviously been a big part of it too. So the good news is that he's obviously been dedicated over the offseason. He talked to us in that interview. He stayed here the entire time, and he really leaned on the resources and the help that the Browns were offering to get him down. So clearly the organization, you know, regardless of what they might have said in the past about we're not too worried about it, whatever, clearly, you know, they think the weight had something to do with it too. And they know that for him to have, you know, a lengthy career here, for him to even be able to get to the point where we're talking about another contract, he had to get those pounds off. And so he did a great job doing just that. And I can't imagine how hard that must have been given that he had a broken bone. It's really hard for those guys. You know, at that, guys can balloon up after injuries like that.
Well, I'll leave it here. I think that when you say good enough, I think this year, and that might be the case, but good enough to me is swing tackle Chris Hubbard land. So I think that this year, as long as he's healthy and if he can perform to a high level, I don't know if this is the difference between Chris Hubbard and Joran Mailata, but I think that this is the difference between starting quality, really nice salary, generational changing money, or, hey, you're always going to make a fine living in the NFL as long as you're a player on the 53-man roster. You're always making more than the average Joe, but the difference between a swing tackle, a swing guy, or if you're going to be an everyday left tackle. I think this year could be a very tremendous big season for him, but a very big difference between what he could do for his future now. All right, we go around the AFC North at 8 o'clock. Lyman, tell people you want him to admit something. Go ahead.
So,
because I think I disagree.
About 3 weeks ago when we were talking about what could happen at the trade deadline, we would bring up like one of the better trade chips around Major League Baseball, and I've heard other baseball guys say it was Emmanuel Clase, and everybody was in unison. No, he's team control. You've got your team options on him. What, he's making $6 million, but it goes up to $10 million with the team option. That's a bargain for a guy that, even if he's never as dominant as he was last year, where he had his Mariano Rivera year, at least in a regular season.
You said this before the season?
I'm saying this was 3 weeks ago, oh, okay. 4 weeks ago.
Before the All-Star break.
Yeah, this was happening.
When they were in the losing streak.
Yes, people were bandying about. And what did everybody say here in Cleveland? Oh, my God, no, you can't trade him. You absolutely can't trade him. No, he's under team control. Like, yeah, this is a blip. This is a really rough stretch of games and everything. And now the pile-on is happening, clearly, because of the pitching situation, and we are still waiting to hear a lot more intel on his status and Ortiz's status and what Major League Baseball is going to do, what the feds are going to do, how big of a scandal this truly is.
Johnny Law's coming for you.
Well, we have more words from Jeff Passan on that. We'll get to it. But I have heard a contingent of fans like, now we can't even trade Clase. It's like, you didn't want to trade him. Nobody wanted to trade him. So you just weren't going to be happy with anything that they did outside of like going and getting guys, which why would a team, with a 10-game losing streak and that had looked this bad all season, why would they be buyers at the trade deadline ever? That would almost be irresponsible.
I think that's revisionist history, and I think you're looking for a point to make about the Guardians that isn't even there. I think I'm on the record many times over.
And it's not revisionist history.
I don't think it's valid.
Because
you said everybody.
Because 3 weeks ago, nobody wanted to trade him.
You said everybody. I've been open to trading Emmanuel Clase all year. I'm not everybody.
I haven't really
heard
with
you every day, so I would hope.
If we could go back and find the videos of you proclaiming that, I didn't really hear a lot of that.
I'll go back and look. I know I said on air I would trade him for a hitting catcher. That was it.
Okay.
That was my one thing.
I said in the wintertime that he could end up not being on this ball club by the trade deadline, and I got killed for it. So I'm not everybody.
Okay.
I'm the guy sitting with you every day.
We've had open phone lines. We have had opportunities.
Well, that's on them. That ain't me.
We've had opportunities. I read the hateful tweets every day, anytime that I said it would be almost irresponsible to be a buyer at the deadline. I saw people say, you absolutely cannot do it. I'm done. Well, I'm done. If this cheap team and this cheap owner and the way they do business and the way they don't develop talent, I mean, it's amazing.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All these terrible things about the team, it must be just sheer fortune and luck that they ever won games to begin with over the last however many years.
Not only do I disagree with you about that, I disagree with you even further about the people who just aren't going to be happy no matter what. I think that these are two separate issues. I think that this is something that culminates not about Emmanuel Clase. I think that this is something that happens during the offseason. I think a lot more people feel that way about Emmanuel Clase had they made moves during the offseason. I don't know why I need to say it that slow. But if they had made moves for the better instead of letting guys go, then, yeah, I think that there would have been a lot more people 3 weeks. No, you can't get rid of Emmanuel Clase. He's under team control. But since they didn't make moves, I think they want the organization to stand for something. And the organization just doesn't want to move forward or get better or anything this year. It just seemed to be in this blasé of, all right, we open up the gates and we dust off the seats and come on out and watch the fireworks and that's it. Like, that's what it seemed to be. And when you're coming off an ALCS and you don't make the moves that they didn't make, then people are going to be upset about that. I think you're talking about two separate issues when it comes to Emmanuel Clase.
They have absolutely have the right to be upset. It's been a horrible lost season.
But I think there's reasoning for it. You're saying there's no reason, logical reasoning for it.
But have you been saying every year for the last 5 years, what do they stand for? Is that a recent thing?
No, that's a recent thing.
But fans are coming out of the woodwork acting like it's every year and they don't try to win ever.
Well, I don't know what Dennis 6969 is going to be able to say about it. I haven't followed him recently.
That
but still
is so completely asinine. And I've been battling. I mean, You're making it sound like it's a fringe element. I mean, we've had these battles. We've had these battles over the last 3 weeks. You know, those videos are out. They've gotten a lot of views.
Yeah, there's definitely people who have talked out of both sides of their mouths.
I've been called a Dolan apologist. I'm like, no, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. They've been exponentially more successful than another team in town. And yet they're being called a team that doesn't try to win.
But I still,
and I'm like, man, what do you call that other team in town that's been so crappy? Well, they try to win. They just do it poorly. It's like, no, they're the worst. They're the worst in sports. What are you talking about?
Did they try to win, though?
Like what? They've been the victims of bad luck, but the Guardians have been the victims of good luck.
No,
or the benefactor of good luck.
I think in a lot of ways you make your own luck. Deshaun Watson wasn't ready to play. It was bad luck.
Do you know how crazy it sounds if somebody were to be driving across the country,
came
into Cleveland?
Well, I talk to Clevelanders. I don't talk to truck drivers from Tennessee.
And hold on. And they heard on this radio station callers calling up saying the Guardians don't try to win and the Browns try to win. Do you know how dumb you would sound if you were crossing through
town? I'm talking to Bob in Maple Heights. I'm not talking to Phantom 309 on his way to New Mexico. I don't care about what guy on a truckload on his way to New Mexico thinks about the Cleveland Guardians, okay? I'm talking to fans. And I think for a certain contingent, fine, because there's people who think everything all over the place when it comes to the Guardians. But you are talking about two separate issues, and you're wrong. They add on to one another. When it comes to Emmanuel Clase, there were definitely people who were saying, well, we can't even trade Emmanuel Clase now because they want them to be able to do something. So now you didn't do anything during the offseason.
It would have been irresponsible to buy,
you didn't do anything during the offseason. What would have been so irresponsible about it?
They're not a good team this year.
What would have been so irresponsible about trying to bring back Matt Boyd?
That was not going to put them so over the edge.
What would have been so irresponsible to try to bring back decent pitching? What would have been so irresponsible about maybe holding on to Josh Naylor?
Who's already been traded, by the way.
Who's already been traded, but still.
I didn't hear this passion from Ken Carmen in the offseason. I did not hear this, and I do think there's a lot of revisionist history because people, even the Tyler Freeman,
because
like they're getting raked over the coals for Tyler Freeman now.
Where was that? Nope.
People were like, oh, this kind of makes sense. This is a shrewd move.
Not this guy. Owen, have I criticized them at all about Tyler Freeman?
No.
I said nobody saw him batting 300 this year because nobody saw the guy batting 300 this year. Nobody.
Nobody saw Josh Naylor batting 300 either.
Earl Averill in heaven didn't see Tyler Freeman batting 300 this year.
Up there.
I would hope so. But you are talking about two separate things. If they can't do anything during the offseason to improve their positioning to where they might be able to approach a World Series, then damn it, they want them to position themselves for the future there. Because now, after this Emmanuel Clase stuff, it seems that there's more heat than ever about trading away Stephen Kwan by the end of the week.
And when they trade away Stephen Kwan by the end of the week,
good luck, because you're going to have a lot more hell over it than a little bit.
If you're saying you supported trading Clase, why are you not affixing the same logic to Kwan? Don't you think you could get a haul for Kwan?
I don't think that Stephen Kwan, I don't know how much of a haul you were going to get for Emmanuel Clase. Fair. I also think that that Emmanuel Clase is going to fall off a cliff way before I thought so. This is easy to say now after the allegations. Mm-hmm. But I thought in the wintertime that he was much closer to falling off a cliff than Stephen Kwan would ever be. Stephen Kwan's a good table setter. Plus, I knew you had Andrew Walters in the system, then he got hurt. And then I have Cade Smith in the system where you can't just make anybody a closer. I understand that. But I think that when we look at closers, they immediately fall off cliffs. It goes bad very, very quickly after a couple of years. I don't see Stephen Kwan just being some piece of garbage in the future for whatever lineup that he's hitting in. I look at an anemic lineup that only has two guys that you can really count on, and Stephen's one of them. So, yeah, I'm going to be pretty upset, and I don't even know if I see the logic in it. I think you just make a bad situation worse by letting go of Stephen Kwan, unless they get prospects that just seem to be just too outrageously good to pass up for a guy that everybody says that isn't worth paying $20 million a year.
Oh, it's $30 million what we were talking about, but that's exactly...
Owen brought it up.
Yeah, that's exactly what you would be doing. They would have identified top prospects, and they would be doing a total pivot on this team and recognizing that this team has no chance right now is constituted. And yeah, that's their fault too.
But the people are on your side there. You don't want to pay him any money, but we're going to get great prospects for him. It doesn't add up.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.